Hello and welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliated Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Allison, along with Johnny.
Hello,
Redwood
everyone.
And Redwood and Lockwood are off for the night. But tonight is going to be one of our little short episodes. We have in store three topics, since this is for tonight, that we'll be discussing, or just talking about in general. Which, the first one is, a bear happened to go into space, which happened to be named Yogi Bear.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Which is really cool. Just, it would be something if the, what do you think, Johnny? About it as well.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it definitely wouldn't think about a bear going into space.
Even though it's been done before, like the one named Yogi Bear, like
yeah,
like yeah. Like what's with you, boo boo?
Yes, yeah. But it's definitely making, it definitely is something that you wouldn't see or wouldn't hear about either.
So. Hey, ejected at 870 mile an hour at 35,000 feet. Kind of like, yeah, catapulted.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Good news is he survived and landed unharmed 7 minutes and 49 seconds later.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's really good compared to what it could have been.
It could have been so much worse.
Yeah. I guess difference. It would be an interesting take on Rocky Bullwinkle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not Rocky Bullwinkle, Yogi Bear.
and Boo Boo.
Yeah.
It could.
Yeah.
The bear could have been named Rocky.
True.
Rocky the Flying Bear. Yes.
Yeah. Or Yogi.
Yeah.
But
Yogi the Flying Bear.
Better. Yeah. So. Let's jump on to our next topic, which relates to just really news. The evil accounts are Congress. We all know what the evil accounts are. But Congress is now attempting to tweak the accounts to help people who are working. So,
oops, sorry, guys.
Ooh.
I'm sorry about that.
It's okay. They're actually trying to extend the age to people that onset were at age 46, which is really good to see and hear, especially when there's so much goes on, especially when you're dealing with healthcare and different costs relating to people with disabilities. Well, and it would benefit a lot of people if they extend it. It would help a lot of people too.
Because it is tough making a living, even for like normal people around our age.
Yeah, I think it would be great to have those accounts roll out sooner rather than later as well. And it's a big thing. You're not just going to expect someone who doesn't have someone who wants to work but is unable to be able to have have more funds so they could live comfortably and maintain what they need as well. So it could either go really well. It could either become a big thing for people with disabilities like us, which I'm sure it will.
It's going to help.
Yeah. So I don't know what more to say about it, but I know that they do have a national resource up online as well. So that's also very good to see, and you could find those resources online by just searching ABLE Act, and it's a national resource, which tells about how much you'll get, how much you're allowed to save up and gain within the account.
Is there a thing where you can like click on it and tell you each state's requirements?
Yeah. Not each state's requirement, but how much you can have in the account without going over. Which is great. Because there's a lot that has to be done to better people's lives with disabilities as well. So, if this is one thing that can be done, or many things to be done, it's better that it's done.
Yep.
Sooner rather than later.
It pretty much needs to be done like right now.
Yeah. Time is of the essence as well.
Things are tough out there.
Yeah. And it's a big difference to help more people than limit who could get it, who could gain access to it, or not.
Because we're pretty much living at, like, the poverty line.
Yeah. And that's not cool.
That's not good.
No, it isn't. At all. So, it could only go up from here. So, if this helps anyone, then it will do its job, not neglect those who should have the ability to get the account. I just hope it's a reasonable amount of money that you put into it versus having a, where it could be like a general savings account in the banks that you belong to versus a, you have to go to another bank to get everything else attached. Because I hope that the banks are allowed to come in and have the ability to give the accounts versus having a bank or not having, or having to go and get a bank account with some other company and having them monitor. No, it should be up to the person and their family to put however much money into it.
Exactly.
And with the fact that Facebook is now trying to prevent impersonators going online, they're now trying to come up with a test, which I don't know what this test is going to be like, which I have no idea.
Are you a catfish?
Right. It's like, so Mark Zuckerberg is trying to prevent people claiming that they're you, but that doesn't really help.
Yeah.
That shit still will happen no matter what. Yeah, it might happen less, but it's not a guarantee. So, what more could you do? Other than what you're doing already, being aware of what's on your account, being aware of whatever is going on with it. That's all you can do.
Yeah. You gotta be vigilant.
Not,
you know, sometimes I get those friend requests like, okay, who are you?
Right, yeah.
Who are you and why do you not know any of my friends?
Right, yeah.
Like what the?
Oh, and just in all that is going to be reuniting for their 22nd anniversary on Splat. Which I wonder if they're going to be releasing Splat to everyone versus having it out to everyone versus like Nicktoons or whatever other things that are similar to.
It'll be on a Teen Nick like after like what, 10 o'clock?
Oh, so that sucks.
Yeah.
It's not its own network.
It's the block it's on a Teen Nick from like 10 o'clock at night to like 4 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I really wish that they made Teen Nick out not just for, not just, it should be out there for everyone to be able to see, not just paid, not just the typical Nickelodeon network.
Yeah.
Because it's a need. Because their shows are so, I thought Splat was totally different from Teen Nick.
It actually shares its number for the Teen Nick.
Oh.
Like 10 o'clock at night to 4 a.m. That's.
Oh. is, it's just crazy to see and go, okay, what is this? What, you know, some people may not get it, so.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta have a, you gotta have a pretty good cable package to it.
Yeah. And cable packages could be a bit much.
Yes. Yeah, it's a little bit much.
Yeah. So, it's either you get everything, you either get the expensive one where you get everything, or, and I'm sure I'm making no sense, and I think we're going to go for tonight is, We'll have more things to discuss on the 30th, since we're going to be off due to holiday,
yeah,
on the next Monday.
Nice Easter
and,
break.
Yes, and this is our mini episode, and we'll be back. To make sure you listen to all of our older episodes, and we'll be back on the 30th with all new episodes
next week, next Wednesday.
Yes. Bye.
Good night, everybody.